Planned Parenthood of Arizona and other groups are speaking out against the Trump administration's plan to revise Title X regulations. The Title X Family Planning Program gives federal dollars to family planning services for low-income Americans. The plan would ban federally funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions. If these clinics do provide women with or refer them to abortion services, they could lose their Title X funding. This morning, some Title X providers and patients gathered at the state capitol to denounce this plan, saying it would cut many patients off from care. And joining us now is Taylor Tucker, spokesperson for Planned Parenthood Arizona. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
So this rule would ban federally funded clinics from talking about abortion with patients. So tell me how you think that might affect patients receiving care.
Title X is, a place in which a doctor, doctors are there and low-income folks can come in and get some of these basic essential health care on a sliding fee scale. That means birth control, STI testing, annual wellness exams. Well, one of the things that could come up for a patient is the fact that they could come in, find out that they're pregnant, and then want to discuss pregnancy options, referring to adoption, going through with a pregnancy in parenthood, or safe and legal abortion, which is, allowed here in the United States. And now this would gag doctors, not allowing them to share information or direct a patient to safe and legal sources of where they can get that, abortion care. And then on top of that, it makes it very, very hard because of the fact that Planned Parenthood serves an outsized number of those patients, and we do abortion care. None of the Title X funding goes towards that. But the fact is that that information is readily available. Our medical professionals talk about that because it is one of the options of reproductive health care. So this is kind of cutting off those people from the vital resources that they need and possibly, causing them to not get the information they need, looking towards, other options to terminating their pregnancy than safe and legal options that are available to them.
Tell us a little bit more about the importance of Title X funding for Planned Parenthood as a whole. How much of your funding is from Title X?
So here in Arizona, about 20% of our, annual revenue comes from Title X. So, a solid, one-fifth. And really what's so instrumental about Title X is not so much the hurt for Planned Parenthood health centers in terms of that defunding, but the fact of having patients be blocked from getting access to our health care centers. Here in Planned Parenthood, Arizona, we serve 50% of the Title X patients every single year, actually a little bit over 50%, and we're often have the health centers in the most medically underserved areas. So if those centers were to close down, if Planned Parenthood had to block those Title X patients from coming to us, there's very few other resources or federally qualified health centers or private practices that would be able to absorb those patients to ensure that they got the care that they need.
So you don't think there are enough other places they could go if Planned Parenthood could not offer these services?
No, and I think that we have a really good way of seeing that, what we saw in Texas. I think Texas is the greatest example of what happens when we try to push out providers like Planned Parenthood. You see a huge spike in unintended pregnancy. You see a huge spike in teen pregnancy, but you also see a spike in maternal mortality. Texas has the highest maternal mortality rate of any place in the developed world. So when they started defunding and attacking Planned Parenthood and pushing us out of the healthcare safety net, the reality is that when you close down a center, people aren't going to drive the extra hour or 30 minutes to go to a new center. And the fact is that Planned Parenthood has been specialized in this healthcare for 100 years. So when people think about birth control, when people think about their reproductive health, they think about going to Planned Parenthood because they know that there are experts there and they will get the method of birth control that they need and the information they need that day. So I think we have seen in Texas what happens when we do that. And then I think that if we look at Colorado, who ended up having a state that beefed up their kind of Title X family planning program by getting a grant for IUDs and implants and, expanding access through state funds to people going to Planned Parenthood. you saw a huge drop in teen pregnancy and a huge drop in the abortion rate. So I think that we have two examples of these states, and really we're going the way of Texas in this country when we really should be headed and looking at places like Colorado that have effectively continued to fund family planning programs.
All right. This is just a proposal for now, so we will see if it becomes regulation in the future. That's Taylor Tucker, spokesperson for Planned Parenthood Arizona. Taylor, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.